High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite Canadian, Rico, back at it again. You are tuned in to BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network, home to 7 days a week of Buffalo Bills content, news, updates, analysis, you name it, we got it 7 days a week. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume. It's BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network.
What is happening, Bills Mafia? Oh, what is happening, Bills Mafia? How about your 7-2 Buffalo Bills football team? Welcome. Welcome. All I got to say is welcome. I hope you can hear the smile on my face. Welcome into the Overreaction Bills podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, as always, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. That handle again at Joe Miller Wired. You can also find me on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/overreactionpodcast or something like that. I'm also on Instagram. If you're into social media, you can find me. I'm not super active on the other platforms, but I'm into the Twitterverse. So if you are interested in finding me on Twitter, interacting with me, I'll talk to you on Facebook too. Don't get wrong. I got, you know, Taj, I got some friends of the show that are over there on Facebook that interact with me all the time, as well as some of the guys and girls from some of the Buffalo Bills groups, Bills Mafia groups and whatnot. Here's the thing. I got a smile on my face a mile wide. If you can't hear it, I don't know what to tell you. And you know what? If you came out of that football game anything but positive, like, there is no, that's the football game we have been waiting for since the Sean McDermott era began. That's the football game we've been waiting for since the Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean drafted Josh Allen era began. That is the football game that we have been waiting for since Josh Allen began to show real improvement, taking steps and effectively proving the NFL wrong one game at a time that he could potentially become a franchise NFL quarterback. That is the game that we've been waiting for this year. The Bills put together a complete football game against what is potentially a Super Bowl contender in the Seattle Seahawks. I got a smile on my face a mile wide, y'all. I don't know what more you could ask for. I don't know what more you want. I'm sitting here with a nice glass of neat bourbon, enjoying this win, talking to y'all. And as I said, welcome into the Overreaction Bills podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator, Who is the market dominator, you may ask? Well, the market dominator is none other than my great friend John Spaschek. And John just went through some stuff. John's going through some personal stuff health-wise, and I want to make a shout out to John. John is a great personal friend of mine. He is a huge supporter of this show. Not only has he put his company and his financial backing behind it, but John, if I ever need encouragement, if I ever need a place to go and I need somebody to build me back up when I feel like things are just kind of down, John is where I go to. John is hurting right now, not financially in the sense that like his business isn't doing well. John's just not doing well. So if you are a thoughts and prayers kind of person, if you believe in a higher power, if you could send some prayers John's way, that would be fantastic. I would greatly appreciate it, as me and my family have been praying for John quite a bit. John, we love you. We can't wait to get you back to full health. But John is still working, even with that. John's got a phenomenal team. He's called the market dominator for a reason. And here's the thing. If you have a home to sell or a home to purchase, you want to call John and his team. John is the best. He works for Keller Williams. Keller Williams is the number one largest real estate company in the world. You can reach John at 716-570-3298. That number again, 716-570-3298. You can also reach him at with your email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com. That email address, once again, yourelitebroker@gmail.com. If you call him, or should I say, as I do every week, when you call him, let him know that the voice sent you. And I can tell you this, if you call him today and you let him know that the voice sent you, it's going to brighten his day. As happy as he is, as we are, about the Bills beating the Seahawks, John is going to be even more happy if you call him and say, you know what, John, I need help selling my house. You know what, John, the wife and I, it's time. We're looking for a new house. Can you help us? Give John a call, 716-570-3298. So as I always say, welcome into the Overreaction Bills podcast for the third time. And whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on your drive to work, battling rush hour traffic, or at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say thank you for listening. Welcome into the show. If this is the first time you've ever listened to the show, welcome into the show. We're going to have some fun today. And it's great because these are the types of shows that write themselves. Like, there's not a whole lot. Like, there's, I've got negatives. I'm not even going to talk about the negatives. This is just one of those shows that you come away from and it's nothing but like hurt hands from clapping so hard. I'm a little bit hoarse from yelling at the television. My daughter's excited. If you don't know, my daughter McKenna, she's 13. She's about to be 14, and she is probably one of the biggest Buffalo Bills fans on the planet, to include swearing that she's going to marry Josh Allen someday, which, you know what, I'm okay with that because Josh Allen looks like he's going to be in Buffalo for a really, really long time. And if you couldn't tell I was smiling about that, I don't know what to tell you. First of all, let's start here. This is what I would call a complete team win. This is the first one, as far as I'm concerned, that we've seen this season, possibly the first complete team win that we have seen where every single position group came to play. Not only were they fully prepared, not only did they execute well, you know, you're talking about a game where they balled out for four straight quarters, which is something that guys like me have been kind of pounding the table about for a very, very long time. And yes, I know there are a lot of other content creators out there that I love. There is no competition between me and the other guys, whether they're on the Buffalo Fanatics Network or they're on the Cover One Network or they're on the Buffalo Rumblings Network or they're on whatever network is out there, the Cold Front Network, whatever it is. We're not competitors. We're all friends. Yes, we see things differently and our shows come at different times and we have different reactions and different feelings. And even though there's been a lot of people talk about the fact that, you know, the Bills don't take their quote unquote foot off the gas and the game plan doesn't change when the Bills are up by two or three touchdowns, I've been a proponent and basically a person that has said they look different. And a lot of you have agreed with me that there's been almost every time, I was going to say many times, almost every time the third quarter shows up, the Bills have a lead and the Bills turn into a shell of themselves for whatever reason. That did not happen this game. Did Seattle make some adjustments and do some things? Yes, they did. But the Bills kept their foot on the proverbial gas. They kept their foot on the neck of the Seattle Seahawks and kept coming after Russell Wilson. Even with the Seahawks dialing up blitz after blitz after blitz that was getting home, The Bills made adjustments. Josh Allen did. What an amazing play call. I had just tweeted it. I literally had just tweeted, the Seahawks are sending blitz after blitz, and they're getting home. Josh Allen is going to have to do something to beat that blitz. And it was literally the very next play, new possession. Josh Allen takes the snap. They send an all-out blitz. And Dable had dialed up a blitz beater and beat the blitz he did. And that, at that point in time, was pretty much the play of the game. That put the Seahawks on their heels for the rest of the game. They were like, oh, they've got us figured out. And it was incredible. But as I was saying, this is the first, what I would call, complete team win for four quarters that we have seen in the Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, Josh Allen, Brian Dable era. And man, does it feel good. And my question to you is this the turning point? Ask yourself if you haven't already, is this the turning point? Is this defense finally finding itself? Because I think it is. It's taken almost all of the NFL teams weeks upon weeks upon weeks to find themselves in this very strange pandemic COVID-19 year. In the Bills, we saw a sprinkle in the Raiders game. We saw a half, you know, against the Chiefs game. We saw another half here, another half there, and like parts of things. And, you know, and they were pretty much dominant against the Patriots. They allowed rushing yards, but that was the game plan. And then they come into this football game, and dare I say, we saw the Buffalo Bills defense of 2019. Is this defense finding itself? Because if it is, this Buffalo Bills team looked like a legit Super Bowl contender today against probably not only the NFL potential MVP, but also another Super Bowl contender. My great friend, Jay Spence the King, predicted before the season started a Buffalo Bills, Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl. And his prediction basically was, and if it's not the Bills, it's definitely going to be the Seahawks and some other AFC team. The Buffalo Bills looked like a legit Super Bowl contender in that football game. I'm elated. I'm not even on cloud 9. I'm on cloud 10, cloud 11. The Bills are 7-2 for the first time since 1993. Where were you in 1993? Some of you were still inside your parents' loins. I was not. I was 19 years old, living in Hamburg, 2 years out of high school, going to Erie Community College, the South Campus. Basically what most people in the South towns and around Buffalo reference as the 13th grade. True story. 7-2 since 1993. There was one error. Josh Allen, as he had, and I'll get into just the career numbers and just the crazy numbers that Josh Allen had. What the announcer said something about Doug Flutie, like the numbers that Josh Allen had hadn't happened since Doug Flutie in 1991. And I wish there was a hotline phone that you could call, because Doug Flutie was not a Buffalo Bill in 1991. But I digress. I don't think that necessarily matters. But there was just exciting thing on top of exciting thing on top of exciting thing to talk about with this football game. Not only did the Buffalo Bills come out and achieve, accomplish, complete an entire team win for four quarters, as I said, not only did they look like a legit Super Bowl contender against probably the NFL MVP and another potential Super Bowl contender, but you're looking at a Buffalo Bills football team that is now potentially a multiple team. Well, what does that mean, Joe? What do you mean they're multiple? What I mean is what we have seen from teams like Bill Belichick and the Patriots for 20 years is a football team that, regardless of what they're doing or how they're playing or what they've done well in the past, they shape their team this week to this week's opponent. Need I remind you, Brian Dable is from that Bill Belichick coaching tree. You're now seeing a Buffalo Bills football team that if they need to run against you, like they did against the Patriots, they're going to run against you. If they need to throw against you, like they did against the Seahawks, they're going to throw against you. And oh, by the way, they're not going to stop. Regardless of the adjustments that you make, if you adjust, we're going to adjust. The Buffalo Bills in this football game against the Seattle Seahawks played one of the most astounding games enough that I have recorded. I've set to record before I came down to record this podcast every highlight show coming up because I want to see the highlights. I want to hear them talk. There's no way the national media can get away from talking about the Buffalo. Regardless of how that conversation went on Fox with Terry Bradshaw, who basically accused 50%, lifetime 50% Terry Bradshaw, who accused Josh Allen of never going to be able to be an accurate quarterback. And oh, by the way, I think Josh Allen was 81% in this football game against the Seahawks. The fact that the Fox guys were basically making fun of the Bills and kind of just being sarcastic in their halftime show, regardless of them and those jokers and those morons and those idiots, there's something to talk about. Don't let for 1 second the national media get away with talking about the Seahawks and let Russ cook and Russell Wilson is the league MVP and the Seahawks this and DK Metcalf that. Don't let them get away with that and then basically just kind of shish away this football game where the Buffalo Bills dominated them. Dominated them. This game was not close. This game was not close. I don't care what the score was. Yes, I know the score was 44-34. I'm aware that from a stats standpoint, the Bills had 420 yards and the Seahawks had 419. I'm aware that Josh Allen had 386 passing yards and Russell Wilson had 362. I'm aware that the rushing yards at the Seahawks beat us by 20 yards. This game was not close. The Bills defense came after Russell Wilson all day. He got hit, knocked down 16 times, and I don't even know if that counts the ridiculous personal foul calls that were called on some of those knockdowns. The one Jerry Hughes had his hands in the air as he chest bumped him and barely touched poor little Russell Wilson, the league's MVP, and got a 15-yard penalty, which extended a drive and turned it into a scoring drive for them. And there was other ones. The Bills defensive unit, all the accolades you can think of, all the accolades in the world need to go to the Bills defensive unit in this football game. And it's hard to even credit them and not like you feel like you're dismissing the offense. And it's hard to talk about the defense and the offense because you feel like you're dismissing the Seattle or the special teams. From the outset of this football game, Andre Roberts, who half y'all wanted cut. I don't know why we need Andre Roberts on this football team. He ain't that great. All he does is take a roster spot from Duke Williams. Isaiah McKenzie could surely fill his role. Dude, y'all, I know nobody talks about it anymore because you've been ratioed by the Bills. It wasn't even a situation where people that wanted Roberts cut got ratioed by the likes of Greg Thompson, Bruce Nolan, me, Jay Spence the King, and everybody else. Y'all got ratioed by Andre Roberts. It was very much like a, you know what? I don't want y'all talking about me. I'm going to show you what I'm worth. And the dude has done it. From the outset, Andre Roberts basically made a statement from the first 8 yards deep in the end zone. 6 yards, 8 yards deep. Brings it out, what was it, 60 yards? Three plays later, Josh Allen hits Isaiah McKenzie in the end zone for a touchdown. What? What? What a complete, what an, just, this game was never close. This game was never even. This game was never, there was no, I give Seattle a lot of credit. I give Russell Wilson a lot of credit for remaining positive. I give that coaching staff some of it, primarily, you know, Ken Norton is Ken Norton. Pete Carroll is Pete Carroll. I give them credit for making some adjustments. And yes, there was some backyard football stuff that happened, and Teron Johnson did Teron Johnson things. And if you saw that replay on that big giant rainbow ball that Russell Wilson threw to, I can't remember who he threw it to, it doesn't matter, but it was a 50 or 60 yard play and for a touchdown. And like Teron Johnson is literally, when he realizes he lost his guy, is running to the end zone, sprinting to the end zone to cover his dude. Outside of some of those things, and Ken Norton dialing up blitzes until he finally got beat on a blitz, this game was not close. And speaking of ratioing people, where in the hell has this AJ Klein been all season long? AJ Klein had himself a game. I would like to think that I have been I was part of AJ Klein ratioing the Buffalo, the Bills Mafia fan base, because I have been a huge detractor, not a fan of AJ Klein. If AJ Klein can keep up that level of play throughout the rest of the season, AJ Klein is going to be a great fit and worth every dime that Brandon Bean paid him. Tremaine Edmonds had an amazing football game today. Tremaine Edmonds out of nowhere, Edmonds begins to look like the player that we had seen him last season. And I have to wonder how much of AJ Klein's play was derivative directly due to Tremaine Edmonds' play. Because Edmonds played a heck of a football game, which allowed AJ Klein to do the things that AJ Klein got beat a couple times. He's just not what I would call fleet of foot. Regardless of that, AJ Klein had himself a game. Edmonds had himself a game. I need to see more of this Dane Jackson kid. This Dane Jackson kid looks, I'm not the guy that runs after the bench player. I'm not the guy that runs after the Lionel Gates player. I'm not the guy that runs after the, hey, he played one play or three plays and he flashed. This Dane Jackson kid, there's something about him when he's on a football field. This kid can play. At least I think he can play. But this defense, I'm all over the place. There's so much to talk about, and I'm not going to talk forever. This defense came after Russell Wilson all freaking day long. Crazy. Josh Allen was in fuego again. Josh Allen, let's see if I've got numbers. So Josh Allen after quarter one, 13 of 15 for 154 yards and two touchdowns. You need to consume what I just said. 154 yards in the first quarter, 13 of 15. He was throwing at 86%. That ball that he threw to Tyler Kroft was awesome. What an incredible pass. We didn't lose necessarily, but Ford goes out. Winters gets tweaked, comes back in the game. At halftime, Josh Allen is 24 of 28. 24 of 28 for 283 yards, three touchdowns. Still throwing at almost 86%, at almost the 300-yard mark. Josh Allen in this football game put up more yards in one half than any other quarterback in the NFL. And by the way, that third touchdown was probably the best touchdown I've ever seen Josh Allen throw. Josh Allen takes the snap. It is a designed run call. He takes the snap, drops back, hits his back foot, tucks the ball away, begins to run, takes about a step, realizes he's got two defenders in his face, pulls the ball out, hits Gabe Davis in the back of the end zone. In freaking sane. Insane. The Bills were spanking the Seahawks so bad, it almost looked like the Seahawks wanted nothing to do with the Buffalo Bills. Go back to the Bills versus the Titans, when it looked like the Bills wanted nothing to do with the Titans. That was akin to what this game looked like. Whether the Bills were putting it to them or were out-efforting them or whatever it was, the Bills in that first half just simply outclassed the Seahawks. It was just an incredible football game. I loved what I saw from Zach Moss. I loved the fact that it feels like he's beginning to find himself. He's beginning to see the field better. He's possibly turning into that guy that we all want him to be, the guy that Jay Spence believes he is. Singletary had a good game. You're talking about guys, splash player guys that weren't huge parts of the game, but had an effect. That touchdown from Moss was huge. That was a huge touchdown in that football game. When the Bills kicked that field goal, everybody in Bills Mafia, and I tweeted about it, were basically like, uh-oh, because I think they were only up 17 at that point. We needed to be up by 21. It was the third quarter. And the Bills, we know what this Bills defense in the past has been capable of in the way of letting other teams back into the football game. Not today. Not today. Josh Allen finished this game 31 of 38, to be almost at 82% completions, 415 yards, three touchdowns, with one rushing touchdown. I don't know what more you want from him. Yes, it was absolutely the way the Seahawks played, but the Seahawks also made some adjustments and did some different things later in the game that Josh Allen had to adapt to and beat. And he did. Kudos to Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll called a magnificent football game today. He called a magnificent football game in this game in this contest. The Bills just had it going on against the Seahawks. It was something to behold, something we've been waiting for a very long time. Let's get to some stats real quick. Josh Allen, as I just told you, was 38 of 31 for 415 yards, three touchdowns. Rushing. The Bills didn't rush much. They rushed at the end when it kind of they needed to. If you took that out, there wasn't much to be said for rushes. Zach Moss was 9 for 18 yards, 2 yard average. I just said that like Zach Moss is starting to find himself. It was earlier in the game. Josh Allen 7 for 14 yards, also averaged 2 yards. And by the way, let's give some props. That Seattle defense kind of came to life. They were putting it to Josh Allen in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Until, like I said, that blitz beater happened that went for, I think, 26 or 30 yards, that screen pass. Devin Singletary, 2 carries for 1 yard. Receiving, Stephon Diggs led the way, and this was only after John Brown kind of tweaked himself. John Brown's injured still. John Brown catches that ball, that wide receiver screen, which, by the way, John Fina, on the off tackle with John Fina show, he said he doesn't understand why this Bills team doesn't throw wide receiver screens. Well, they threw one. And they beat the Seahawks bad. John Brown, healthy John Brown, scores on that game, on that play. He clearly was not running as hard or as fast as John Brown can. He's still tweaked. He's still hurt. And he hurt himself again in this football game, but continued to play. Stephon Diggs, 9 receptions for 118 yards. Stephon Diggs, y'all, real deal. We've talked about it a lot on this show. Enjoy every freaking minute of it. Because the one thing the Buffalo Bills, this version of the Buffalo Bills, is not doing that we have watched the Buffalo Bills do over 20 years is drop the football. I don't know what the drop rate is currently. I could probably look it up, but the Bills are definitely under the mean, the average for the NFL, which is 3.5%. You've got to understand how big of a deal that is for Josh Allen. Not only for his numbers, but for his confidence. Knowing that if I uncork this football, my guys are going to catch it. Josh Allen today, we talk about it every week, hit 8 different wide receivers, including one Kevin Tyler. I don't think that's right. The NFL has him listed Kevin. That's Tyler Croft, but that's all right. Kevin Tyler, number 81. That's not right, y'all. I don't know. I'm looking at Google. This is Google stats. Kevin Tyler, 81. Stephon Diggs, sorry, I digress. Stephon Diggs, 9 for 118 yards. And by the way, Stephon Diggs isn't catching a ton of touchdowns, but the dude's having a blast on this football team. Stephon Diggs is a part of Bills Mafia. He's Bills fan for life, y'all. For life. You know who else is? John Brown. John Brown was 8 for 99 yards. Gabe Davis, good Lord, what a draft pick. In the fourth round. In the fourth round, Gabe Davis. 4 for 70 yards and a touchdown. Cole Beasley was open all day long, 3 for 39. Cole Beasley's always open. Devin Singletary, 3 for 33. Zach Moss, 2 for 30. Isaiah McKenzie, 1 for 25. And Kevin Tyler, number 81. Fan favorite, Kevin Tyler. That would be Tyler Croft. Tremaine Edmonds had a day. Freaking Jerry Hughes was all over the field. Jordan Poyer was all over the field. AJ Klein was a machine today. Karen Johnson can take the first flight out of Buffalo and never come back, as far as I'm concerned. Just give Dane Jackson his spot already. That's probably my only negative to Ron Johnson, which is saying a lot. The Seahawks that in this football game, Russell Wilson was 28 of 41 for 392, two touchdowns, two interceptions. DJ Dallas, seven carries for 31 yards for 4.4 average with a touchdown. Homer, 6 of 16. Russell Wilson was 2 of 5. DK Metcalf, man, this kid is good. I comped him last week as the next Terrell Owens, and man, he's a monster on the football field. 7 for 108 yards with a touchdown. It didn't seem like he did that well, but he had 7 receptions for 108 yards and a touchdown. Like, that's pretty incredible. And it was a quiet 7 for 108. David Moore, 4 for 71, touchdown. Travis Homer, 3 for 64. Jacob Hollister, 5 of 60, or 5 for 60. Tyler Lockett was very quiet today. Thank goodness. 4 of 40. And then just a bunch of other guys kind of sprinkled in there. Greg Olsen, who I was a big pound-in-the-table proponent for the Bills signing. 2 receptions for 13 yards. Wasn't really a factor in this football game at all. Those are your stats on the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Joe Miller Wired. Here is what's up. We've talked about it a little bit a few times on this show. So we used to be on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network where we were all on the same feed. And what that meant was is you just basically had to subscribe or search one feed, Buffalo Fanatics. And there you could find me. And on Tuesdays, you could find Bot. And on Wednesdays, you could find at the time the Code of Conduct pod, which is now Clay's podcast, which is Counterpoint. The Counterpoint podcast. And then on Thursdays, you've got the NFL Basement guys. Fridays, you've got Nap Talks Bills. And then on Saturdays, you've got Casey Reed. But that's not that way anymore. It's different now. Now, if you were listening to this podcast, you had to search the Overreaction Bills podcast to find me on whatever platform you're listening to your podcast. Do me a favor. If this is the first time you've listened to me, or if you had to put a search in to find me again today, go ahead and subscribe right now. And not only subscribe, but rate this podcast. Bills fans all around the world go into these, whether it's iTunes or they go into Google Play or they go into Caster or they go into, you know, whatever it is, Spotify, and they search Bills podcast, Buffalo Bills podcast, and they read the reviews before they listen. If you enjoy this podcast, please review it, rate it, review it. Tell everybody how much you love me and say, hey, you should be listening to this podcast because Joe Miller is awesome. Am I allowed to say that about myself? Anyways, do me that favor. Now, let's do this. That is pretty much all that I've got for you. I'm not going to keep you long today. Let me get to your tweets. All right, everybody. This is unashamedly, unabashedly, undoubtedly my favorite part of this podcast. I absolutely 100% love hearing your overreactions to just about every single football game that we have, because so much of it, if it doesn't resonate perfectly with how I feel, sometimes it challenges me. So if you are one of the regulars, please remain a regular. If you're listening to this show and you're on Twitter and you have not tweeted at me after a football game, if you've not followed up with the Overreaction Sports, basically, how are you feeling, Bills Mafia? What are you reacting to? Tweet, please make it a point to do so. So this week I said, from Overreaction SP1 at Overreaction SP1 on Twitter, here we go, Bills Mafia. Our Buffalo Bills are 7-2, and the Bills notch a win against a solid Seattle Seahawks team. How are you feeling? Reading your replies on the Overreaction Bills podcast. So this is a first run. I haven't read a lot of these. I haven't read most of these, so stick with me. And if I butcher your names, I apologize ahead of time. You should do better about picking handles. Dave Thorpe, my man, at Saxa Dave, longtime friend of the show. What a time to be alive. What a time to be a Bills fan. Made up, you did Made up you did your part for winning the winning routine. Oh, gotcha. Made up you did your part for the winning routine with a pregame tweet pod. Yeah, so this week I did not do, I had some pretty big commitments, work commitments on Friday and Saturday. I got home, oh goodness gracious, 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. And then I had a birthday dinner for my stepmother as we hosted my dad, my stepmom here at the house. And they left a little bit late. And to be honest with you, I just didn't have any energy. And by the time they left, I ended up just going to bed and just mailing it in. And then I work on Sundays. So yeah, I did not do a preview podcast. However, I did post a preview on Overreaction SP1, and that is what Dave is referencing. So made up you did your part for the winning routine with the pregame tweet pod. Beat the Pats and I'll play the league MVP favorite in 8 days. Almost 30 years, I'd forgotten how good this feels. Maybe 2020 can be saved after all. By the way, can I just say real quick? Can I just say that I'm never going to forgive Andrew Cuomo? Even if somehow I miraculously become an uber liberal, and this isn't a political tweet, I'm in the middle. I'm more of a libertarian. I'm more of a conservative independent, and I'm not a fan of Andrew Cuomo just because I'm not a fan of people that can affect my life on a daily basis, which Andrew does. But I'm never going to be able to forgive him. If Andrew Cuomo, if something happens in my family and Andrew Cuomo becomes a family member, I am never going to be able to forgive Andrew Cuomo. Because on a 68-degree November Sunday when the Buffalo Bills hosted the Seattle Seahawks, we put the medal to them and stomped a mud hole in them. And I couldn't be in my seat. I'll never forgive you, Andrew. Never. It just is what it is. Pandemic or not, I'm never going to be able to forgive you. And I have a feeling that much of Bills Mafia feels the same. Nate Reichert, at Nate_Reichert18. Wow, what a game from the defense. That's the team we saw the first 4 weeks. Hope this game can serve as a get-right game for the D. Josh looked great, too. I owe A.J. Klein an apology. I'm not ready to apologize yet. Let's have A.J. Klein play a couple of these football games before we apologize. Allie of New York, my guy Allie has been a big fan and a friend of the show, contributor, at JA2Digs4ATD. Love it. He changed his handle recently. When our four main wide receivers are healthy and on the field at the same time, it is very tough to stop or even slow us down. You know, I'll be honest with you, Allie. I have been a proponent and very vocal about the Bills being or having the most wide receiver depth in the NFL, and that was up until the Buccaneers signed Antonio Brown. But yes, your point is solid. John Smoke Brown had an incredible run after the catch that really got us out of a jam and set us up for score. He scores on that play if he's healthy. Scores on that play. My guy, Mr. Keller, at Crazy Keller X Kid. My buddy Josh, this is a very good friend of mine. Love Josh. Best game as a team this year and possibly the best in the McDermott Bean Allen area. I've been talking about it all show, Josh. The offense played with urgency and never took the foot off the gas. The defense wasn't great in terms of yardage, but came up big with turnovers and sacks. They all looked dialed in today. So much of that yardage was garbage time. When you're up by three possessions, it doesn't really matter, especially when your offense is just going to go back down the field and score again. There was an aspect of, like, you know, the Bills tried to keep some stuff in front of them. They made some mental errors, had a couple missed assignments, but by and large, that stuff didn't matter. My man, Pierre Kingpin, what does it mean? What does it mean when the owner of the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network begins to give you reactions on your show via Twitter? My man, Pierre Kingpin. If you're not following Pierre, you should, at Pierre_Kingpin. The man, the myth, the legend. Definitely expected the offense to perform how they did. Didn't expect the D to be so opportunistic. Four turnovers in this football game. Great win to build team's overall confidence. And I asked John Fina in the Off Tackle with John Fina show, is that going to be a page turner for this football team? Do they come out of that Patriots football game that where they beat the Patriots soundly? Do they come out like, ding dong, the witch is dead? Is it like it's finally over? We can beat. Like, is it the proverbial monkey is off the back? And literally, I feel like that happened in this football game against the Seahawks. I feel like we were living in that space. Chris Frampton at C_F. So the letter C, the word underscore, the letter F. Josh throwing the ball like he did in weeks 1-4. Defense showing up. Who gave Klein a shot of the process? He took it in the B-U-T-T. He took a big old shot in the B-U-T-T of the process. Go Bills. Bring on the Cardinals. Kyler, we're going to eat your lunch. I'm excited about that football game against the Cardinals. Very excited. I am not a huge Kyler Murray fan. However, I love to watch him play. Is that allowed? Am I allowed to not be a Kyler Murray fan but love to watch him play just because he's a rascal? He just seems like a rascal back there. I don't know any other way to describe Kyler than to just say that he's a rascal back there playing quarterback. Brian Cook at bcook23. So happy about this win. My whole adult life, they lose these games. So amazing to see them turn around and compete with some of the league's best. And that is what you saw today. The Seahawks team is for real. C-Dub at Chris Wells 73. Holy crap balls. That game was awesome. The defense is back. If they can beat the Cardinals, go in at the bye at 8-2, then it's on like Donkey Freaking Kong. Hashtag go Bills. My chica, T Estelle at T-E-E-S-T-E-L-L at T Estelle. Man, it feels good. Bring on Arizona. By the way, if you haven't already, follow T Estelle and check out her podcast. She's really good at what she does. Drunk at the Ralph at Drunk at the Ralph. This defense led up 34 points today, and it was still the best performance that I've seen them put up this season. That is, bro, that's legit on point. They had the juice all game. Bizarre, man. And it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch the defense play again. I so want to believe that this is who we're going to get for the rest of the season. Please, please give me this defense for the rest of the season. With this offense, Super Bowl bound, baby. Anyways, the rest of his tweet. We also need to fully trust McDermott's analysis of players. He had full confidence in Klein. We got to trust him. Henry Booth at Big Nasty 6424. Surprised. Didn't expect a 10-point win. I'm right there with you. Richard Rush, big fan of the show. Big friend of the show. Welcome in, Richard. At Richard Rush. Richard R. Rush, too. Very excited. Complete game. Stats wasn't exactly, but my hot take was fact. Hughes was big today, especially on Poyer interception. Hashtag go Bills. True story, Rich. Love you, buddy. Apex 00 at Apex 006. Feeling great. 7-2 defense flash today, which makes me happy. Recurring theme here. Everybody loves to have that defense back. Bailey at Allen to Diggs. I've never felt more alive. California Buffalo, my buddy, Jeremy at Buffalornia. He is the host of the Bills Overdue multicast on Saturdays. That you can find on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. Offense returned to hopeful form. Defense was good or good enough? ? You tell me. I would tell you that the defense was fantastic. Vince Taylor Podcast at Vince. Podcast Vince, sorry. Defense was good enough. I'm not sure it was realistic to wish for a defensively dominant game. They got their stats and we still won. Defense had some big moments. They haven't always been there this year. Seattle is a lot like Buffalo in some ways. This was still a good win, but I'm still not feeling confident about the defense. We need a healthy Trey. And I think Trey just tweaked an ankle. I think he's going to be fine. That's just me. And he actually, I think he said the same thing. Yep. So I got two of those from Vince Taylor. So thank you, Vince, for being a part of the show. Lord Pagula, 7-2 at Lord Pagula. So many takes from this game. Well, give them to me, my friend. This is Josh Allen's best game by a mile, shaking the stigma about losing to good teams. This was Edmonds' redemption game. This game restored faith. AJ Klein slander is over for at least a week. Who would have thought to use Klein as a pass rusher? Isn't that the truth? And then he's got a continuation tweet here. Take a bow, Dable. Diggs is still very good. It was very limited, but I like the Dane Jackson willingness. Man, this is like, I should just have you host my podcast because you're hitting all my points. Jackson willingness to make tackles. I think he has some serious potential. Obviously, Brown and other wide receivers had good performances. Only negatives are in injuries. Absolutely the case. Was that the last one? Was that it? No. Wait, maybe? I think that was the last one. Nope, I got some more in here. Jason Machak at the Machaka. He is giving me the gif from the scene from The Waterboy where the dude that does can't speak English. He speaks the whatever that Louisiana garb is where he's got his nipple rings and he's pulling on him when they win the Bourbon Bowl. The Bulldogs gonna win the Bourbon Bowl, baby. So that's a great it's a great gift. Domino at M Domino 23. As you say, football is fun again, and it is fun again. Adam, at the Adam Ritter, solid ? More like top tier high, slash elite. Great win over a great team. Primetime Butch, at Butch Daniel, the number three. Josh Allen looking like himself again, and the defense balled out. About time we put it all together. Man, that is just the biggest relief, right, is the fact that we've seen a complete game from this football team. Finally, so many of us. We haven't been the reality is I haven't wanted to be negative. And all the content creators, we haven't wanted to be negative. We just want to see this football team put a complete game together. It's like, no, go out there and beat the people you're supposed to beat and play complete football games against the teams that you're like competitive with and maybe not supposed to beat. And that's what happened today. And it was great to see it. Great to see it. Brian, at Brian, just Brian. He says, I'm feeling like this. He's got the gif of Josh Allen eating popcorn. Oh, so amazing. Cordero K. Linder, at Mr. Linder 87. He says, I'm effing, and he used the word pumped up, and he's got a pretty sweet gif here that's Japanimation. I'm not familiar with the Japanimation, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not up on it, but I still love the response, and I love you being a part of the show. So thank you. Everybody, that is it. That is all of the tweets. That is all of the content. That is all that I have for you. The Buffalo Bills, as I told you, are 7-2. They beat the Seattle Seahawks, who came into Buffalo, and not only did they beat them soundly. They beat a Super Bowl contender. They beat the potential MVP of the NFL in 2020, and they did it in sound, dominant fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, your Buffalo Bills, 7-2, looking like the real deal. If this week does not find you happy, I don't know what to tell you. Football is fun again. In Buffalo, New York, you have been listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. We are going to have a ton of amazing content for you this week, to include the Hump Day Hotline on Wednesday with me, your host of the Hump Day Hotline, and your co-host, my co-host, Jay Spence, the King from the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. 9 o'clock, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Be a part of the conversation as we are going to be live on YouTube and you can talk to us. You can be a part of the show. You can steer the show with us. I am your host of the Overreaction Bills podcast, the voice of the Overreaction podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter as always at Joe Miller Wired. Man, what a day. What a football game. What a week it's going to be. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy this win. Man. Great things ahead, Bills Mafia. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me. Go Bills.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker. I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it. Go Bills!
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high-five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's High5Casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.